Poikus and Tanoim in the Mishnah and I and him at Aleph. And the case that the Mishnah gives is that there was Mumin while she was Bebes Aviyah. And the Mishnah Paskins, the father's got to bring a riot. That the Mumin happened after the Erisim. Nistach Basadeu. So the Gemara makes a diuk that the father's got to bring a raya. If he doesn't bring a raya, the Baal is Mehaman. The Baal is believed. And the Gemara says, this is Rabbi Shua, the Tana, and Yudbez Manaf, Lumi Pian Ochayin. And we don't believe her, but we believe him. So the Gemara goes on to say that Rabbi Shua, Gemara says in the name of Rav, I'm a Rav, Lotem Rabbi Shua, Lazo Basa Chazaka, the Gufa Klau. Whenever there's a cheskes mamon, cheskes mamon always wins. Beats out cheskes aguf. But if there's no cheskes mamon, the Gemara says that cheskes aguf wins. So Tosfos points out here that we see beferish that if it wasn't for cheskes mamon, cheskes aguf would win and would beat out a cheskes pnuya. So Tosfos is bothered by akasha, which we'll get back to about the concept of tarta l'reisa, which is a topic we want to discuss b'zushem. And then Tosfos gives an answer and he says, because usually when you have tarta l'reisa, you combine a chazaka miyikara with a chazaka d'hashta. And the chazaka d'hashta now is that she's considered to be a pnuya, and you have a cheskes aguf, and you have the halacha of you should combine hashta now she's mumim lefanenu. So why don't you say tarta l'reisa like we find by the mikveh? The Gemara has a case in the beginning of Nida that if the mikveh was found chaser, so there's a chazaka miyikara that the gavra's tomei. There's a chazaka d'hashta that the mikveh's chaser. Combine those together against the chazaka miyikara that the mikveh was always good. So Tosfos gives a line here. He says, "B'shem the Rash Mishans." Let's just begin with that. That cheskes penuya is not considered to be a chazaka l'gabe cheskes aguf. So you could understand that Tosfos in one of two ways. You could say that there's a chesaron in the cheskes penuya, or you could say it speaks to the greatness of the cheskes aguf. So the Tosfos Rosh says right here on the spot that a cheskes pnuya is a bad chazaka because it's a chazaka suya lishtanos. Any chazaka that's going to change, hope and prayer is that the girl's going to get married and not stay single. So any chazaka that's going to change is a bad chazaka. Interesting. The truth is, the Shmaitze in the Shmaitze Gimel in Simin Yud Aleph quotes from the Maharit that a chazaka suya lishtanos is not a chazaka. The Shmaitzer points out there that there are two Tosfos and Shas that seem to say not that way. They seem to say that a chazakas usually shtanas are chazakas. The Tosfos in Nida and Bezman Bez asks Akasha, if eight academic mitzvahs learn from Nida, but isn't she, how is she believed, isn't it, is he schazek? So Tosfos gives an answer that no, she's going to stop seeing blood, and she's going to end up going to mikveh. At least the Shmaitzer understood that that's not chazakas usually shtanas. You could have understood that's what Tosfos meant. But the Shmaitzer himself said, Vibalt the Tosfos saying a different articulation, it seems like Tosfos is not saying Chazaka Yishuvishal, even though you could have touched Tosfos like that. But the Shmaitzer didn't, and Tosfos in Yevamos on Peiches Merav also doesn't say the Nekuda about her going to Mikvah, but he says since the blood is going to, her bleeding is going to stop, therefore it's not called Yitzchazik. But they don't say Chazaka Yishuvishal, Nishkin Chazaka. So from the Diuk Aloshin, you here understand the Shmaitzer quite well, that there are two Tosfosim that say a chazaka asuya lishtanis is taka good chazaka. The truth is that could be a duke in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Simen Ches, Sif Tes, and Hipositza says that you should check your sitziot every morning before you say a bracha in order that it won't be a bracha levatala. So Mishabru picks up on that and says the chisarna is lotisa. We don't want it to be a bracha levatala. The Rambam holds, a bracha levatala is lotisa. Tyson Rosh Hashanah says the Rabbanan. But out the sitzis, you could shtel on the chazak even though it's asui lishtanus. Then the Mishabru quotes the Gaon and the Magen Avraham that say no, that a chazak asui lishtanus is nishkin chazaka, and therefore it's a chisarna, it's It's not good on the chazaka memeila. That's why you have to check every day. So it could very well be that that might be the pshat in our taisus, that a cheskes pnuyah is not a good chazaka because it's asui lishtanis. We're pointing out that the Shemites have two other taisim and shas that said not that way. Machloikis may be machaber against the mugging of rum and the gong. It's just interesting, if you taka learned the lomdis that a chazaka asui lishtanis nishkin chazaka, it's a little shver. The Birkas Avram points out the kasha here. The truth is, the Pnei Yeshua points out the kasha. I mean, a guy who's becheskes tame, he's omed l'tayr, he's going to go to mikveh. Why is that chazaka not called a chazaka? It's not a good chazaka. We call it a chazaka. So our pisvara to say that a chazaka shul lishtanis nishkin chazaka l'chur is very shvir. The Gemara calls the guy that he didn't go to mikveh, he has a chazaka miyikar that he's tame. Why don't you say it's omed l'tayr, and therefore it's asul lishtanis and it's nishkin chazaka? So that's a very strong kasha. And you understand the diuk of the Shmaitza, that there are two taisim that say that a chazaka lishul lishtanos is in fact called a chazaka. So that's one mahalach to learn pshat in taisis, that a cheskes pnuyah is not good because of the chisarn of cheskes pnuyah. The other way to say it is that no, cheskes pnuyah is like any other chazaka, but it loses out to this unique, like superstar chazaka, cheskes aguf. So why taken is it a superstar chazaka? So one shot might be, the Shmaitza says that it could very well be that a cheskes aguf is mamshich. She's born like this. She's born. She goes healthy, healthy, healthy till the last moment where we found the moon. It's mamshich itself. A mikveh wasn't born with our boim saw. It had to be, the water had to be collected there. So it loses out to a cheska. Cheska's penuya is a status in her life where she's single, but it's not a hemsheikhi's chazaka. You know, she's going to get married, poshup shot. So you probably put a cheska's penuya along with mikveh as opposed to a cheska's aguf, where physically she's okay till the last moment. You know, penuya is just her marital status. So it's not physicality. That's one shot that you could say why it's a superstar chazaka, cheskes aguf. Another pshat Reb Shimon has, I heard from Zalman Nechemia Shlita, the great Gaon, he once said, b'shem the Shar Yosher, I think it's in Shar Beis, he wanted to say that, it's an interesting nekuda he wanted to say. He wanted to say, cheskes pnuya doesn't really deal with the makor of our suffix. The suffix here at hand is, where the movement, when did the movement happen? So Yecheskes Pnuyah says, okay, let's go back and assume she's single, and therefore the Psak Halacha is that she had the Mumim beforehand. But it doesn't directly deal with the Shaila. Whereas Yecheskes Aguf directly deals with the Shaila. It deals directly with the Shaila. Did she have the Mumim at this point, only at the last point, or did she have it earlier? So when you deal with a Chazaka, you want a Chazaka that deals with the Makor HaSafek. And Yecheskes Aguf, based on that, is a superstar Chazaka. So those are two different biurim that we could suggest, Lamaisa, why the vort is that the cheskes aguf is greater than cheskes pnuyah. So two biurim in the second side, but is that there's a first side how to be ma'as by the taisis. So I wanted to get to the topic. I once heard a beautiful mahalach from a Rosenzweig Shlita, a Rav Agon Rosenzweig Shlita. He wanted to say a chiddush in the Tzugi of Tartal Reyesim. Taisus by us is bothered by that kasha. You know, we combine, as I said, the chazaka da hashta that the mikvah's chaser with chazaka miikara that he's tame against the chazaka miikara that the mikvah was good. So he says, why don't we say the same thing here? So Taisus says, because the chazaka's penuya loses. So this topic of Tartal Reyesim is a topic that's quoted in Nida and Basement Base, Kedushin Ayin Testament Base. And I want to mention three Makairis that seem to fly in the face of this concept of Tartal Reyesa that Artaisis mentions. And based on Ravon Swag's Mahalik, he wanted to forem for these three Makairis. The first marker is the Ramah. The Ramah in Yordaya, Paskins and Simon Aleph, Sof Sif Aleph, that if you have a Shoyche in the community, that you found out that he didn't have a Kabbalah, he didn't have Smicha. He's been shechting many, many cows. Do you matrif all the behemoths l'freya? Or do you only say from now on, he can't shech for the community? So the Ramah says, we go with the second point, that we only stop him from shechting vaitu, we don't trafe up all the kalim, and we don't assume we can shtel on the chazaka that l'maisa he rove mumchin etzo shchitahein, and therefore the Ramah says we could be mekel. The Taz there on the spot is cholek on this Ramah very strongly in Sifkat and Vav, and he says, what about our klal of Tarta L'Reyesa? You have a chazaka mi'ikara that the behemoth becheskes Israel medis. Rav Shechter Shlita always says, Machlekes Rashi Taisus, Shvuas Chav Talim and Aleph, Be'e Chafeim and Aleph. What is the Gemara says, behemoth becheskes Israel medis. Is it an Israel and a Zavuach like Rashi, or is it an Israel and a Menachai like Taisus? Whichever it is, there's a chazaka mi'ikara about the behemoth being Asr, there's a chazaka the Hashta that he has no smicha. And that's against the chazaka mi'ikara that rove shchita mumchin etzo shchita. Why don't you say tarta l'reis? It's a klal and shas. How could the Ramah be mekel? So number one, kash is what's pshat in the Ramah. Number two, the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Yud Tes, in the end of the Simen, discusses someone's choshed that he is a mumar. And some of he extends it even to Poshup Shad, he's discussing a Chshad, a Shochet came out that it was Choshet, that it was a Mumar. So the question is, do we matra for everything in Mafre? The Beis Yosef says no. Beis Yosef says we assume that he has a Cheskes Kashrus going forward, we're not comfortable with him Shechting, but Lamaisa, we're going to what? We're going to allow the kalim and the meat that was shechted, lemaisa they ate, lemaisa, we're going to say that lemafreya it was fine. Going forward though, we won't allow it. And the Taz there again, on the spot there, in Sifkat and Tetzayin, the end of Simen Kuf Yud Tes says, anyone has a chshad, not just about Avodah Zarah, any of them. If the Shoychet people are speaking about, I don't know whether it be he's a Rotzeach, or he's a Noef, whatever the case might be, it's not limited to Avodah Zarah, we would matrif everything l'mafreya. And the Taz says, based on the principle again, of Tarta L'Reyesa. So, Frek the Kasha, what is the Beis Yosef based on? Why is the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, the first marker, the Beis Yosef, the second marker, why are they ignoring the concept of Tarta L'Reyesa? And number three, the Ramah in Yochoshen Mishpat, in Simin Lamed Dalet Sifchov Gimel, quotes the Rivash, where if you have two Edim that come in and testify that Reuven owes Shimon money, and before the money was given, over two other Edim swoop in the Beis Din, and they say those two Edim are Machal Shabbos Niks, you can't trust them. They're Pusilatus. So what do you do? So the Ramah Paskins, Halacha L'maisa, that they have a Cheskes Kashrus, and we ignore these other two guys, and therefore Halacha L'maisa, the Psak is considered to be good. Frektik Sos, on the spot there, in Sifkat and Hay, what do you mean it should be Tarta L'Reyesa? Number one, you testified Reuven owes Shimon money. Reuven has a Cheskes Mamon, Motzu Mechavel of Araya, right? Number two, there's a Chazak and a Hash that these guys are puzzled because two Edim came in. Why can't you combine the Chazak and Mi'ikar and the Chazak and a Hash against what a Cheskes Kashrus that these original Edim have that they're good guys? Why does the Ramah here again, and the quoting the Ravash, ignore Tarta L'Reyesa? So those are the three Makairis we want to try to forem for. Why are they ignoring this cloud of Tarta L'Reyesa that are places quotes? So Rav Ronsorg wanted to tell you that firstly, if you focus on the case that our Tosos quoted in Nida, where you have a man who goes to mikveh, we find out the mikveh is chaser. So you have a chazaka to hasha that it's chaser. You have a chazaka miyikara that he's tomei. Against the chazaka miyikara, the mikveh is kosher. What happened to the chazaka? And the shaila is, what do you do with all these? What do you do with all these, you know, taras that the guy touched? So the halacha is that the Gemara is mechalek and says that's tarta l'reyesa, And the taurus that he touched, we consider them to be tummy because of the concept of tartal resa. The Gemara quotes tartal resa to contrast it to emfer dakasha, kol anashim dayin shaitin, right? Beis Shammai writes that if the woman became mikveh, we assume she was tar till the last moment. So why do you assume that? Why don't you say, what's the difference between that and the case of the mikveh shenikur chaser? So Gemara, in the end of the day, in Nida Beis Beis, says the schiluk of tar till the reyesa. By the case of mikveh chaser, tar till reyesa. By diet, kol anashim dayin shaitin, there's only one problem, and therefore we assume that she was tahora till the last moment, and it's not a problem. Okay. The Gemara has on daf vav that it's a chumra by kachim and tyrus, but for our purposes we have the din of tartal reis. That's the klal. So what happened to the food? Doesn't the food have a chazaka that it's tahora? The Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. Ritva and Erevin on lamed vav ask this kasha, and why do we presume that this chazaka that the food was okay? Why does that go out the window? So the Ritva quotes Rav Schneer, one of the Rishonim there, the Balei HaTesis, the Halakha of Balei HaTesis. So he says like this, he says a Chiddush, and he says that it's not germane to our topic. When we talk about Tartal Reis, you have to look what's going to be in the frame. And the truth of the matter is that's really an external type of thing. And the Taurus, the Chazak of the Taurus, don't really play a role. And it doesn't really speak to our suffix. So that's what Lamaisa, the Ritva, says B'Shem Rav Shneer. Now the Ritva himself is Cholek and says a different svara why we ignore the Chazak of the Tyrus. He says because once we have a problem here that's been born, that this man who went to a mikvah chaser has a negiyah, he's touched these Tyrus, we now ignore the fact anything status of these towers that existed from before. So that's a little bit of a, much of a different, that's what Rov Rishonim say, the Ritva. The truth of the matter is that we have a Negir, and the truth is, the Tosa Rosh in Nida and Beza and Beza, before the Gemara comes to the conclusion of Tartal Reisa, the Gemara, before it brings in the Nekuda of the Chazaka, the Hashta, you have a Chazaka Mikar that the guy's Tameh, against a chazaka mikar that the mikvah's kosher. The mikvah kosher wins. Why? Because the fact of the matter is we know he went to the mikvah. We had a tummy guy and he went to the mikvah. So Lamaisa, it's in the same vein, we had a negiyah. Lamaisa, the negiyah here is a chisar in Lamaisa, but you've touched the negiyah, he's touched it, so it doesn't make a difference. So that's exactly what the Tosfos Rosh wants to say in the Havamina. So these are two important points that I want you to keep in mind when you deal with this topic. In other words, what happened at the chazaka of the foods? Either, number one, is not germane directly to us. It's really a side point, really dining on what his status is. Or number two is that the truth of the matter is, once he touched it, we don't really care about its status beforehand. Much like the Tosfos Rosh said in the Havamina, before the Gemara brought in this concept called Tartal Reis. Before the Gemara developed it, Lamaisa Gemara assumed this is a davar pashut. The chazaka mikar of the mikvah beats out the chazaka. Why? Because he did something. It was like a stop sign. That's it. Done. So the truth is, this leads us to really a kasha. It's just in the havana, in the lumdus. The truth is, when you think about it, how do the mechanics of tarta del reisa work? You should destroy the chazaka da hashta against the chazaka mikara. You have a chasul lefanecha, right? And you have the Gemara clearly held that and needed daf bezim and beis. So once you've destroyed the chazaka da hashta, get rid of it. Why is there any vestige or remnant of it that it's able to what to save or be able to combine with the other chazaka mikara? That's number one. And for that matter, moreover, there are many Rishonim, I don't know many, but Tosa Kedushin Ayin Tesemes says a Chazaka da Hashta on its own is bogus. Even if it's not against a Chazaka Mikar. There's a Tosa Kedushin Ayin Tesemes that says a Chazaka da Hashta is meaningless. There's a whole sugi there about a woman becoming a Bogeris, and Tosa goes out of it and says based on a rope. But there's no Chazaka Mikar there, just a Chazaka da Hashta. So you see from the Tosa, Chazaka da Hashta is really meaningless. There's no such concept of Chazak Rasha. So these are two very important kashas rule, so I point out to the mechanics of Tartan Reza. The Chazak Mikar should shoot down the Chazak Rasha. It doesn't exist anymore. How's it there to even starif at all? And number two, a Chazak Rasha on its own sometimes is meaningless, according to many Rishonim. So the truth is, what he wanted to say, and he developed this theory that you can have two types of meisim. You can have a meisim b'safek, and you can have a safek meisim. Meaning, if you have a situation that the safek is not a safek ashakel, so the meisim really registers a meisim. Okay, maybe this is a chicharon, but it's a meisim b'safek. It registers as a meisim. Or let's say it's a technical problem, a pasulus, a psul, that really the mice is there. The mice is there, it's just technically I'm concerned about it being a pasulus. That's one type of problem, a mice is suffic. But then there's another type of problem called a suffic mice. That basically, what in other words, what we're saying is that tartalareus can only work in layman terms, I'll say, in war terms, it works like a direct hit, like a cannon. I don't know if that's a good lusher, but Tartal Reisa can work if it's a direct hit on the Chazaka. If it's coming from left field or right field, then it won't work. It only works when it makes the mice into a Suffolk mice. If it's a mice, but Suffolk, Tartal Reisa won't work. It has to be a direct hit in order to register to be called a Tartal Reisa. And the truth is, he wanted to say, that's the beer in the Taisa Rosh, and that's how you can answer those two kashas that we just said. Because when you talk about the mikvah shenikra chaser, what's the chazaka da hashta? That it's chaser lefanecha. That's not a technical problem. That's a direct hit. This man had a chazaka mikar that he's tameh. This is being assisted by the chaser da hashta. It's chaser lefaneinu. It's mamish puts the mice in the state of a suffic mice. It's not that it registered as a mice. It's mamish a direct hit. So don't ask me a kasha. Didn't the chazaka hasha get destroyed by the chazaka mikar that the mikvah was kasher? No, it didn't. Because when it's a direct hit, it stays alive. It stays there. And it can, when it's a direct hit, it's legitimate, it's strong. And that's the, if you look at the Taisa Rosh in the beginning of Nidid, that Taisa Rosh we mentioned, he says, in the Havamina, like I said, that the mikvah should destroy the fact that he's a chazaka mikar that is tamid, the chazaka mikar that is a mikvah. No, the Gemara says in the Maskana, there's tartal reisa. So the Lashon Taisa Rosh is that it's orchel yischaser. It's a direct hit. That chazaka mikar that the mikvah's kosher is bogus. Because it's derech is lischaser. It's a direct hit on it. The melee, you can destroy it. So lemaisa, what this brings us to is the sugya in Nidan, in Chulin rather, in Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara is a machlaikis, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, you have a sakin shenifkama, you have the knife that was nicked, because it's shibur atzamas kol hayom. You've been, you've been filing down bones with it the whole day. Are we oishish that when you shechted it, maybe it was Ba'or Nifkama? Maybe the nick in the knife happened because not just the bones you've been doing, but also because of what? It wasn't shechted properly. So it's a machlik, it's a Rav Huna Rav Chista. Rav Huna apostles? He says, Shema Ba'or Nifkama? And Rav Chista says, no, it's kosher. We assume the etzim was the thing that was pogam the knife. The Gemara asks, Akash and Rav Chista, how can you say it's kosher? We have a case of a woman went to mikveh. And the woman went to mikveh, and then she finds a chatzitz on herself. And she was working, let's say, with orange paint the whole day after she went to mikveh. So can we assume that the paint came from her working with the orange paint, the chatzitz on her body, but it was existed after the going to the mikveh? The Gemara says, until she's able to say bari li, that she didn't have the orange paint on her skin when she went to mikveh, we assume it's a problem. So how can Rav Chista say it's kosher by the knife case? Frek the kasha, we see by the case of the paint that it's a problem. So Gemara gives an answer. It says, the chatzitz is on her body. That's a problem. When it comes to the knife, the chatzitz was on the knife, not on the behemoth. That's the chiluk that the Gemara gives to answer that kasha. So there are two problems there that Tosis and the Rashba ask and pick up on. Number one, who cares where the reis is? is null the beguf or not, beguf adavr. If you have a reyesa, you have a reyesa. What should it make a difference? And number two, the mikvah that's chaser, that wasn't nolad on her goof, and we still said that was a problem. So, Toysin Chulin there on Yudam and Aleph wants to say a pshat. Toysin Chulin says a beautiful pshat there on Dibur Maskel Sokin, and he says the following. He says that the case of the sakin is not subject to Tarta L'Reyesa. Why not? Because as a rove, you've been using that thing the whole day on the bones. That's a rove. That's not a Sofika Shakel. That's not a direct hit. Mimeila, you can't say Tarta L'Reyesa. Also by the case where she's working with the paint. Even though we're machber, that's because the chatzitz is like, you know, squared or cubed. That lemaisa. Okay, the way Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Nida, she did do a chafifa. When she doesn't do a chafifa until she could say barley, we assume that she had a chatzitza. But if that's a din chatzitza, but it's not, that din is also not subject to what? To Tartal Reza. Because she was Vaday Toivo. We know she was Vaday Toivo. When you don't have a suffix shakel, then Tartal Reza cannot be invoked because it's not a direct hit. When it comes to mikvah shenikra chaser, mikvah shenimsa chaser, that's a direct hit. Memela, then you could say Tartal Reyesa. And the Rashba, answering really the first kasha, the Rashba says, amazing thing. He says, why by the Sakin Shenifkama do we assume it's kasher according to Rav Chisda? You know what he says? Because even if the Sakin was Pagum, let's say, on the ore, right? Even if it was sakin in the ore, but maybe what? Maybe it only became pagum with the ore after the shechita was done. So there's a theoretical possibility, even within that slot, that it still might be kosher. So Rotzak said, who cares whether there's a theoretical possibility? The fort is because it's not a rove. It's not considered to be a vadai. Even within that slot, there is shem nifkable ore, but maybe it happened in the ore after you got the simonim. So if you could come up with a percentage, lemaisa, that what? So basically what we're saying is that those two, that case is a what? A maisa besuffic. It's not a suffic maisa. It's not a suffic maisa. That's exactly what Tyson Rashper driving at. In order to say part of the race, it's got to be when it's a direct hit. When it's a what? When it's a suffic maisa. Those two cases are not suffic maisa. It's a maisa besuffic. Because you have a row over the bones, you have like the Rashba, that even on the problem that would be, Shem Bor Nifkama, maybe it wasn't an or at the Shnei Simanim. So Memela, what comes out is that's the Chiddush that he wanted to say. That's the Chiddush he wanted to say, Ron Sashi, that's the din of Tartalis. It's got to be when it's a direct hit. Memelim Cain, if you say like this, let's now try to prep for the three bar Makaimus we had. Why those Gedolei Rishonim Achronim ignore Tartal Reyes in their cases. Let's go with the first. The fellow, Halacha Lamaisa, who did not accept the Shechita. We find out he didn't have Shechita. What's the pshat in that? If you look in the Rambam says it's an Isra Chila. Mikra Adin Rov. Rov mumchin etzo shchitahein. The Rambam says it's a chacham and put a din in Israchila. You shouldn't eat from it. But lemaisa it's a bezunder a din derabbanan. That's a maisa besofik. That's not a sofik maisa. Zok the mechaber and zok the Rambam. The halacha is the Rama. I'm sorry, the Rama. It's really the Rama with the Rambam. That's a bezunder isa derabbanan. It's not a direct hit. You can't say Tartal Reza. Zarkatas Tartal Reza. What do you mean Tartal Reza? That's a Maisa B'Safik. Okay, we're very weary about it. But it's a Shashman Rabbanan. On that's not a direct hit. You're not going to say Tartal Reza. The truth is also L'Maisa by the second case. A guy's a Chashid that is a Goy. Of Orozorinik, of Umar. Or a Goy. What's the din by Shechitas Goy? If you read the Rambam close in Yichus Shechita, the Rambam says you're not allowed to shecht from a Goy Shechita because why? You're not allowed to eat from a Shechita because there's a problem with the Shechita. The way the Rambam seems to say that, it's a practical problem. If you look in the Rosh, I think that's pshat. At least that's what he wrote, so I want to say. In Shir, I remember I asked him. But if you look closely at the Rambam, the Rambam is Karavadovra, Harav Sarfati, Shlita. Asorav Sarfati Vades. He says Karavadovra, Lios Nevel. He says Karavadovra. He doesn't say Vadai. It's like there's a practical problem. The Rush for Shem the Re and Simon Hay says, no, he's not in the Parsha. The Rambam didn't say it like that. So according to the Rambam, it's a Chashash. It's a chashash psul, but it's a maisa b'sofek. You can't say tartal reza zok the mechaber. The Taz is learning that the Rosh Hashanah the Re, it's a hafkoa, it's a hafkoa. He's not in the parsha of Tishyach Mizivchoy. So Memeilos, the Taz says you could say what? Tartal reza. Because that's a direct hit, lafi the Taz, lafi the Re. But according to Ram, it's a maisa b'sofek. It's a psul. I give you a few nafkaminas on that. Very briefly. The Rambam and the Rosh. Ger Toshev. The Shach and Taz discuss in Simon Beis. If you hold like the Rambam that a goy is a chesaron of, like he's a Avodah Zarah, Ger Toshev is not a Avodah Zarah, so it would be good. If you hold like the din of who, the Rosh and the Re, Ger Toshev is not in the Parsha. Would be a problem. Another nafkamina. For Yid and Goy Shach together. What's the din? If you hold like the Rambam that it's apostolos, then it's going to what? Then it's going to be a problem. See, it's Pum Fakir at the staff community. If you hold like who? If you hold like the Re that he's not in the Parsha, he had a Yid that did it. He's not a Paisel. So it'll come out a second Nafkamina. What about our topic? Mumar. What about our topic? Mumar. So, Parshup Shah, Lamaisa, according to the Re, that's a Suffolk Shita. It's not a Shita B'Suffolk. The Suffolk sheet, the Melazot Tartal Reisa. That's the Taz. That's the Taz. According to the Rambam, the Pashtus is that it's a Shechita B'Paslis. Shechita B'Paslis. It's a Maisa. It's a what? It's a Maisa B'Suffolk. And that you don't say Tartal Reisa. That you're going to be Mekel. And lastly, the last Mara Mokel we have was the Ramah with the Adam case. So there's a famous Gemara in Bava Basra. I mean, Gimel and Beis. Gemara says he had a community where the Sefer Torah was stolen. Everyone still gave it to them. They gave money to the Sefer Torah. How dare their Sefer Torah was stolen? They found the guy. So they testified. Frek the Gemara, they're no gave it to them. So the Gemara says they were Masalik themselves. They denounced citizenry from the community. Okay. Frek the Rimigash. The Rambam's father's Rebbe. A lot of people make a mistake. The Rambam's Rebbe, father's Rebbe was the Rimigash. He said when he would see his father, he was as if he saw the Rimigash. Mamish looked like him. He said the Rimigash is the Goyin Oilam, the Rambam writes about the Rimigash. Goyin should be Goyin. Sometimes you have that. Rav Zalaznik, Sechat Tzadik Librochit, was a great Goyin and Rebbe in Shalbin. They say he was a Ben Bias by Rabbi Solomon Meltzer. He also looked like him. Imamish looked like him. If you ever saw pictures. So sometimes you have that. So how do you frame for this? So the what's the kash of the Rimigash? He says, we have a klal in Bava Basra, Kuflav Ches, that you have to be Tchilosu B'Ksheira, the Sofa B'Kashas. When you see it, the case, and when you testify, you got to be kosher. When they saw it, of course they denounced citizenry. But when they saw the Geneva, they were citizens. Should be a problem. What is the Rimigash answer? No, you're a Baal Dover. A Baal Dover's not a shame aid. It's not Aedis Psula. It's Nishkin Aedis. And that's what the Rosh says, B'Shem Derivit. The famous Mishnah in Makkos and him is Aedis Shabbat and Mksos Abolik. We have 180 to our apostle. They're all thrown out. How do you be Maz with the Gemara and Sanhedrin testimonies? Ploner Vonar Tzoni. Guy testified he was sodomized with another aid. We accept his Aedis. Why? Pagin di Buddha. But he was an aid. Zok the Rosh Hashem arrived. Baal Dover's not a shame aid. It doesn't register. So there's some, a Baal Dover's an Nishkin shame aid. But other, so a Kurva registers his Aedis. It's just his puzzle. So, Frektik Sosa and the Ramal Rabbeinu Shalom. The Aedim came in. They testified. Two other of them said they're Machal HaShabbos. The guy, Reuben has a Cheskes Mammon. Plus, there's a chazaka, the hash of the Edom are bad. How can you trust the Edom? The Ramah says we trust the Edom, Shem, the Yavosh. What about Tartal Reisa? No! This is not a case of Baal Dover. This was an Eidus Bepatzlus, which is a Maisa B'Safek. Maisa B'Safek, you don't say Tartal Reyesa. The Melech Ramola Shitoso. Choshen Mishput in your day. Simon Aleph, that was my whole Safek that I said wrong so I can shoot. The Ramon in your day in Simon Aleph, the Ramon Choshen Mishput Simon Lamed Gimel. Only in that vein do you have Tartal Reyesa. So that's the Mahalach I want to suggest based on this Tosis. Okay, everyone have a good evening.